Asifundeke ngokuqa Johani sahluko seshumi nane ivesi langamashumi amabili nanye.
Let us now read from John 14:21.
One minyalo yami ayigcine nguyena ongithandayo uyakuthandwa ngubaba nami ngiyakumthanda ngizibonakalise kuye.
He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will disclose or reveal myself to him.
Lelizwi elifushane ivesi elifushane limumethe okuningi.
This one verse contains so much.
Ngizothinta ngamafushane nje ihloko ezisihlanu.
And I want to just quickly touch on 5 points.
Isihloko sokuqala.
The first point.
Onemyalo yami.
He who has my commandments.
Isihloko sesibili.
Second point.
Ayigcine.
And keeps them.
Sesithathu. Nguyena ongithandayo.
Third point. He loves me.
Point lesine, uyakuthanda, uyakuthandwa ngubaba, nami ngiyakumthanda.
He will be loved by my Father, and I will love him.
Eso elokugcina, ngizibonakalise kuye.
And the last point, I will reveal myself to him.
Na uyabona ukuthi hey leli verse limumethe okuningi futhi ileso naleso sihloko sikhumisa imfula eminingi kungakhulunywa kabanzi ngakho.
So you can see how much is in this verse, and one could speak so much about each of these points.
Iphindlo qala ke onemiyalo yami.
The first point, he who has my commandments.
Angibuze izihlobo ukuthi niphethe imiyalo kaJesu.
Let me ask you, friends, tell me, do you have the Lord's commandments?
Unayo njengoba uJesu uthi onemiyalo yami. Wena unayo imiyalo kaJesu.
Jesus here is speaking about those who have his commandments. Are you one of those people?
Uma singaba nenkonzo manje yokuthi akube yilona lo asukume asitshele ukuthi inkosi imyale kuphi, ngoba kuthiwa onemyalo yami kusho ukuthi wena njengoba ula imyalo nayo iphi. Mkhwenyani, asichazele ukuthi uJesu umyale kuphi. Indodakazi umakhothi, uJesu umyale kuphi.
Now, if we had to open that opportunity now, had a service just for that, each one of you, the bridegroom, the bride, and all of us, had to have an opportunity to stand up and tell the rest of the congregation what God has commanded him or her.
Ngenxa yokuba kulomhlaba wamawashi, asinasikhathi sokwenza lokho. Kodwa uma isifikile ngunaphakade, mhlawumbe ithuba elinjalo liyovela.
We don't have time for that now, but maybe in eternity we will have such an opportunity.
Mhlambe omunye angasukuma athi uJesu nayimyalo yakhe yimi.
And one could stand up and say, this is what the Lord Jesus has commanded me.
Nayimthetho yakhe kimi engiphila ngayo.
These are his commandments by which I live.
Mhlamba abanye bathi ay angazike ngizothini konje uJesu ungiyale konje utheni kimi umthetho wakhe kimi imuphi. Hayi, angikhumbuli kahle. Kusho ukuthi ke usobala ke ukuthi uzoba umuntu ongenamthetho nempilo yakho ibe njalo.
And you may find that there could be someone who won't be able to say what God has commanded him, who'll say, well, I'm not really sure what the Lord has told me. It's not so clear to me. And then it's obviously quite obvious that someone like that will live a lawless life.
UJesu akasibizelanga empilweni engenamthetho.
The Lord has not called us to lawlessness.
UJesu wayala abafundi bakhe wathi hambani niyezweni lonke nibafundise abantu ukugcina konke nginyale ngakho.
Jesus
umuntu ongumKristu, umuntu ongumfundi kaJesu ungumuntu ogcina konke okushiwa inkosi yethu.
Jesus commissioned his disciples. He said, go into all the world and teach the nations to keep all that I have taught you. And so is the one who is a disciple of the Lord. It is one who keeps his commandments.
Onemiyalo yami kuyadabukisa namhlanje ukuthi kutholakala amakholwa amaningi angenawo imiyalo kaJesu. Bone nje beyaluza njengezimvu esingenawo umalusi.
He who has my commandments. It's such a pity that there are so many Christians in the world today who don't seem to have any command from the Lord. They wander around aimlessly, seemingly not knowing what God expects from them.
Ilona lo azenzelo kwakhe akuthandayo izinto zisuke zime nama ngamakhanda. Nibona abantu bexabene beshadile, nibona good bed divosana, nibone abantu bekhulela emakhaya, amantombazana asephenduka inkuku khamsela amakhaya amatshwele ekhaya.
And then one isn't surprised when one sees in the world how lawless things have become, and without any order or command, where in the family, in the marriage, people are fighting. Eventually it ends up in divorce. Young girls out of marriage, bringing children into this world.
Ibandla lamakholwa lamaKristu namhlanje liyahlupheka. Ngoba sinamakholwa amaningi aziyo imithetho nemiyalo kaJesu kodwa bayigcini.
But the problem with the Church of Christ today is that there are so many people who call themselves Christians who claim to know the Lord's commandments, but they don't keep them.
So kuyiqembu lesibili, ibandla lokuqala alazi nokuthi uJesu uthi. Elesibili liyazi bangasho nemiyalo eyishumi. Eyishumi kodwa abayigcini. Ngithi ke ibandla lihlushwa abantu abanjalo.
And that is the second group of people in the church. The first group of so-called Christians, they don't even know what God has commanded them. But the second group, they will even tell you what the Ten Commandments are. They'll claim to know it, but they don't keep them. And that is the problem with the church today.
Omunye wesifazane ubese Melika.
One woman in America went to the doctor. As she was waiting in the waiting room, she suddenly got the idea, the Ten Commandments. And she wondered, well, what are the Ten Commandments? And she looked around. She looked around at all the literature that was available there in the waiting room, and suddenly she spotted a black book that looked like the Bible.
Onemiyalo yena ke ube ngenayo imiyalo Kodwa khumbula abantu bekhuluma ngemiyalo eyishumi. Wathi kazi imiyalo eyishumi iyini? Wayisebuka-buka, wathi hayi kwangathi iBhayibhelelo, walithatha walivula.
And she fell into the first group that we spoke about. She never knew what the commandments of the Lord are. But she remembered someone having said something about the Ten Commandments. And therefore she took the Bible and she opened it.
Wathatha iBhayibhele, walivula.
She opened it.
Kanti uvula ku Exodus 20. Labalwe khona imiyalo eyishumi.
And she opened right there at Exodus 20, where the Ten Commandments are written.
Wafunda, ungabulali.
She read there, do not kill.
Wathi uNkulunkulu wami, kanti imyalo eyishumi, inomyalo ukuthi ungabulali.
And she said, oh, Lord, is that what the commandments say, where, that it says you shall not kill?
Wathi kodwa mina ke nkulunkulu ngizovelaphi ngizokuma kanjani phambi kwakho ngoba mina sengabulala ingane ezishumi nesithupha.
Yakhushulwa
phezu ingane manje. Abanye badla amaphilisi. Noma ingaphumanga ke hhayi kudokotela kuyokhishwa ingane. Wathi mina sengibulela ingane ezishumi nesithupha kanti umyalo uthi ungabulali.
And that was the first thing she saw, do not kill. And she said, oh Lord, what about me? I've killed so many children. I've aborted how many children already?
Yakhuma imfula yenyembezi. Zehle inyembezi. Umagbalani waya kuye. Wathi ha ukwenzenjani? Wathi ngidinga ukubona udokotela. Wangena wathi dokotela khona okhala ngathi ufele umuntu. Kanti udokotela uyakhola uyamtshela uthi dokotela bengithi ngifuna imiyalo eyishumi. Uma ngivula iBhayibhele sengiyayithola kuthiwa ungabulali. Mina sengibulela ingane eziyishumi nesithupha. Ezami. Eseduze nenhliziyo ngayinquma ngiyumthakathi ngibulale hayi ingane zomunye umuntu ezami.
The tears started rolling down her cheeks. She started weeping. The receptionist got into the doctor quickly, and then she started opening her heart, and he was a Christian. She said, doctor, I'm guilty. I've aborted 16 of my own children, not other children, my own.
Ubengenayo imyalo kodwa lapha efunda iBhayibhele.
She didn't know the commandments, but when she opened the Bible, there she found them. So to those who are confused in our midst, if you don't know the Lord's commandments, take the Bible, you'll find His commandments in the Bible.
Ukuthi umakhoti kufanele ukuthi ahlalisane kanjani nomkhwenyane.
And to the bridegroom, if you don't know what a husband should be like, then take the Bible, read what the Bible says concerning a husband, how he should live together with his wife. And to the bride as well, read, take the Bible. The Bible will teach you how to live together with your husband.
Noma ungumfelokazi, noma we teenage ingane yentombazana noma yomfana noma inkosikazi noma indoda esekhulile iBhayibhele linakho uqondene nawe. Funda ukuthi lona lithini bese ugcine le umyalo.
And whatever category you fall into, maybe you're a widower or a widow, or maybe a teenager, a girl or a boy, whatever category you fall into, the Bible will teach you how to live and then live accordingly.
Hayike uma isekhuluma nodokotela ethi izandla zami zibe umhlebi ngegazi umfundi udokotela wathi yabona ndodakazi iBhayibheli lithi uma usiphika isono sakho ngeke uphumelele kodwa uma usivuma usiyeke wothola umusa noma zibomphe ziyakuba mhlophe njengeliqo akukhona lapho wayihlambulula umuntu waphume seyisuliwe inyembezi ehlanziwe ngegazi likaJesu okuyisimanga leso besikhuluma ngeintombi nto kusho ukuthi noma walahlekelwe ubuntombi bakho uma uza kuJesu uyakwazi ukuthethelela usivumiso nosakho akuhlanze akubumbe kabusha ube umsulwa phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
And this girl wept and told the doctor of her blood-stained hands. And then the doctor said to her, look, the Bible says if you deny your sin, you won't prosper. But if you confess and forsake it, then you will receive forgiveness. And that even if your sins are scarlet, they'll be washed whiter than snow. And you can cry to the Lord. He will forgive you and He will make you a brand new person.
Kuchukuthi iBhayibheli ke liyasiqondisa umhlaba ungaqonda neSouth Africa lingaqonda ngqondo ngothi lo mkhonto uma lingabuyela eBhayibhelini lizokuthi imithetho kaNkuluNkulu ithini uyigcine ngoba ke ukungena ezulwini ungayigcinanga fanele ukuthi uyigcine.
The Bible is quite clear as to how a person should live and things would come right in your own life. And even in our country, South Africa, things would come right if we just take God's word and live accordingly. Remember, it's not enough just to know the laws of God and His commandments. You need to keep them, even when you're all on your own. Joseph was in Egypt, in the land of sin. But he had God's commandments.
Oh, Daniel, pese Babeli.
When Daniel was in Babylon,
emazweni, ukhonza iThixo, kodwa bena imyalo.
Among the
uthwadlalini noma ikuphi, niphuze noma ikuphi, wathi cha mina ngingoka Jehova, angikudli lokho, angikuphuzi lokho. Nama kuvela esigodlweni senkosi. Noma kudliwa inkosi mina ngiwasebukhosini wezulu hayi womhlaba ngeke ngingcolise ngalento.
And he was there amongst godless people, but even while he was there he knew and he had God's commandments. When he was offered of the food of those nations, things that they did, and they said, well, even the king does this, it's of the king's food, he said, I'm of another royalty, and this is not allowed for me.
Noma eseshelwa umka Potiphar izinsuku nosuku nsuku zonke noma esemdumele embamba ngebhanji waphuma njengembokwane ezandleni zakhe njengensipho emanzi. Waphuma la sali banji. Wathi ngingakwenza okunjalo ngone kuNkulunkulu. Hayi khona. Oneminyalo yami. UJoseph ubeneminyalo kaNkulunkulu. Thina bakwethu sinayo yini iminyalo? Uma singenayo asifune. Uma sesitholile sigcine. Uma singayigcini ngosuku lokwahlulelwa singabantu bokulahla.
And when Joseph was seduced by Potiphar's wife, she tried daily to lead him into sin. He refused. Even when she grabbed him, he slipped out of her hands like wet soap. He said, how can I sin against God? I cannot do that. See, he had God's commandments. So you, if you don't have them, make sure you get them. And when you say you've got them, make sure you keep them.
Impela uziphe izwi elisimanga onemyalo kayigcine oyigcinayo ungikhombisa ukuthi uyangithanda.
Agrippa, you've given us an amazing word today that teaches us that we should have God's commandments, and if we have them, we should keep them by that showing that we love God. To love God is something of utmost importance in the Bible. Many people claim to love God.
Remember 1957-58.
I remember 1957-58 when a witch got converted.
Here
in the New Hanover area. And she said, well, I'm going to forsake all my old life, the occult life that I've lived. And then she moved there to the Wienan area. Then I said I wanted to visit her because there are such people, they get converted. They put their hand to the plow, but after a while they look back. There are such that are like Lot's wife, that even when they've left Sodom and Gomorrah, have escaped, on their way out, they look back. So when I got to this area where she lived, I went to the local police station and I inquired about this woman, explained who she was. They said, oh yes, we know where she is, but do you really want to go and see her today and still make it back? You probably will never make it. It's too far away. It's in those mountains over there. And then the station commander came and he said, that's too far to walk. But we'll offer you a horse. You can go on horseback. I said, well, that's not something that I grew up with. Rather a bicycle than a horse. But all the younger people there, they started walking already and eventually the horse arrived. It was a huge horse, almost looked like an elephant. And then I got onto the horse and off we went. But unfortunately, this elephant of a horse was a very slow one. And I thought, oh my, they're not really helping me with such a slow horse. And then I remembered what my father had said long before, that if you want to get a horse going, just give it a jab with your heel. And I thought, well, let me give it a try. Well, when I did it, it took off like lightning. Off it bolted. I was almost thrown off. I hung on for dear life.
And zimpawu zomhlangano nabanye abantu hawo masibanibani unjani hey sukele kuseni lize lishona ilanga abapheli abantu akabhuli uyamthanda uJesu kodwa usebuyele ekubhuleni kwakhe umuntu athi uyamthanda uNkulunkulu kanti usemkhubeni yakhe.
So when I eventually got to where this witch lived, I asked her, I said, well, tell me, how is it going? And she said, oh, Mfundisi, I love the Lord. I really love him. I love him dearly. But then I asked some of the other people around there, I said, well, just tell me, how is it really going with her? They said, well, you just don't know, because she's fully back in her old occult ways, and she's even advising other people.
Uma umuntu ethi uyamthanda uNkulunkulu engayigcini imiyalo yakhe nkambi manga lo muntu.
The Bible says if someone claims to love God but does not keep his commandments, he's a liar.
Athi futhi uma uthi uyamkhuthanda uNkulunkulu kanti umfowenu ombonayo awumthandi umkambi manga. Ungamthanda kanjani uNkulunkulu ongamboni kodwa lo ombonayo awumthandi.
And then it goes on to say that if you claim to love God and don't love the brother whom you can see, then you're also a liar. For how can you love God whom you don't see if you don't even love the one you can see?
Oh, indaba yothando, indaba enkulu. UJesu wathi kuSimon Petru, Simoni, kaJona, uyangithanda na?
The Lord also asked Simon Peter, he said, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He asked him three times. And then he said, then feed my sheep.
So
if we really love God, we will keep his commandments. If we say we love God but we don't keep his commandments, the Bible says such a person is a liar. And the love of God is so great, the Bible even says love is greater than death. And then if you keep his commandments, and thereby showing that you love him, then the Father will love you, and he will love you, and they will come, and they will have fellowship with you, and abide in you, with you. Blessed is the one who has the love of God in
here.
That you love God to the point that you will keep all his commandments, no matter where you are, even when you're all on your own, out there in the city, among evil people and other, in all the wickedness of the world, but because of the love of God in your heart, you keep his commandments. And then Jesus says you should also then love even your enemies. He speaks evil of you, speak well of him. He who curses you, you should bless him.
Uthando lolo kaNkulunkulu.
That is God's love.
Kodwa wena uma usuke ubhala izinto, ubhale kabi ngomuntu, ubhale noma ukhulume kabi, uyasveza, uyasidalula ukuthi konakele uthando likaBaba lukho kuwe, umbulali, umthakathi, noma ungambulali ngomuthi, umbulala ngamazwi owakhulumayo.
But if you go around spreading stories, writing evil things about other people and speaking evil things about them, the Bible says the love of God is not in you.
Ngeke ngifihlele khona abantu bathi basindisiwe, bayakholwa. Kodwa umsebenzi wabo ukuxeka, ukukhuluma kabi ngabanye,
It's no secret that there are people who claim to be Christians, but all they can do is going around speaking evil of other people. They don't realize that one can see through them. Fulfilling the words of the Lord where he says they are dressed like sheep, but inside they're ravenous wolves.
And so
you also should love each other with the love of God. And God's word teaches you how to live out that love. And that you should honor each other.
In 1960,
I was preaching there in Ladysmith. The neighbor there was someone that was quite high up in the railway. A strong Afrikaner man. But she had
nothing.
And now this big man had a small English wife. But despite her size, you could see that they were like two bulls in a ring. And this man came to me, he said, "Well, you have no idea of the problems that I have. I pull in one direction, my wife pulls in the other direction." He said, "Eventually I've even considered divorce." And then he said, "But I was helped when I once saw a certain sketch, an illustration of two donkeys. Two donkeys that were tied together with..." These two donkeys were tied together with a rope.
Manje, ukhona ukuhla kwale mbongolo le, ukhona ukuhla kwale mbongolo ngapha.
And then they had two feeding points, one on the one side, the other on the other side, one for each of these donkeys. And then the battle started, because this donkey wanted to get to its food, that one wanted to get to its food on that side, but the rope was not long enough, so it was a battle day and night. None got to its food because they were all pulling in, both pulling in different directions. And the rope didn't snap. And eventually they were both exhausted, and they stopped for a moment just to think about it.
And
then eventually the one came up with a bright idea and said, "Listen, sister, let's rather go and we have go to your place of to feed first. When we finish there, then we can go together to my side and we'll enjoy that together as well." And that solved the problem. And this man said, "This illustration helped
me."
He said, "Now things are working out so well because we get along well in together. It's like carrying a basket. The one carries the one side and I carry the other side."
Kodwa khona ingozi la.
But there is a danger here.
Uma nifuna into engesi uphoyizeni. Ningasizana kanjalo. Kodwa omunye uma kudonsela esihogweni ungayi nakhona. Cha ngcono igashuka intambo.
If this only works when it's good, wholesome food that you both can enjoy. But if there's poison in the other man's food, well, then you shouldn't agree and go along. Then rather fight, and even if the rope had to snap.
Nambengi nabangane abantsundu ebengibakhonzile ubaba kamakhothi ube umunye kwalapha.
Now to the bride here, I refer to her as a daughter because she is like my daughter. Her father was one of my best friends.
Bengimkhonzile ngoba ube umuntu oyithanda inkosi noma esefa esendlini yami. Ngimnesa. Wathi mfundisi. Sengikhiphe konke enhlizweni yami. Ukuba kusale olika Jesu nje uthando. Konke okunye ngikukhiphile. Ngikushiyile. Into eyodwa nje ukuba ngibheke ezulwini. Hayi ke bengimkhonzile lowo muntu.
I honored that man. I loved him. Why? Because I remember even when he was in my home, on his deathbed, and where I helped nurse him, I remember when he told me, he said, I've taken everything out of my heart. There's nothing else left but the love of God.
Omunye futhi ebengimkhonze ngendlela ehlule ukwenza ubhekisisa kunene. Ubeqothe enkosini.
There's another man who I also appreciated and loved dearly, and that was Mr. Bekisisa Kunene.
Kodwa sebashiya bonke. Ngingalanda nabanye, ngilanda noDube, obe isidakwa esikhulu kunezidakwa zonke eluhlanya. Kodwa Msukwane ephenduka. Baze bathi abantu akuphenduka ngayeta, kwaphenduka nezinkukhu zakhe zazalela amaqanda. Zakhamsela kwaphenduka nenkomo zakhe zanda kwase kuphenduka abantu abaningi futhi ngaye.
I love these people.
Angwakhohlwa abantu abaqotho abanye baba nomona bathi awumfundisi uthanda labo uthanda labo uthanda labo ingano Jesu uthi ongithandayo nobaba uyomthanda nami ngiyomthanda ngingayeka kanjani ukubathanda abanjalo amadoda anjalo.
These were people who really loved the Lord. And one can only appreciate such people. It's also people like Mr. Dube, who was a drunkard before, who really got nowhere in life. But when he got converted, everything changed. They even said that his chickens and his cattle, everything, his fields got converted because suddenly everything multiplied. And many people can't understand why I loved such people, but that's because of their love for the Lord. And there will be those that mock, but I also know where they end up. And Jesus says, he who has my commandments and keeps them, my Father will love him, I will love him, we will have fellowship, and I will reveal myself to them.
Sifuna lokhu rock no pop pop nan kuyilok kudot uma ufuna impilo woza la ku Jesu uzothola impilo ecicimayo uNkulunkulu umdalo wezulu nomhlaba eze kuwe no Jesu eze kuwe basibonakalise kuwe
Can you imagine anything better than that? Than that you live in that fellowship with the Lord where He reveals Himself to you. That is the best you can have in life. Other people say, oh, what's Christianity?
They run after the world.
You shouldn't be a disease or a curse in your community, but rather you should be the one that brings life to other people and that you're a blessing to them.
Nawe ndodakazi qhubeka ukushada lokhu kungadala ukuthi nibe buthuntu enkosi maqondana nevangeli noNkulunkulu yibani sibonelo ezizweni zonke kugujiwe namhlanje bukana bamhlophe ukuthi sebenhloboni bukana ukuthi bagqoka ngandlelani bukana ukuthi bayiphathe kanjani Noma ibhunu, noma ingizi, noma ikhalati, noma indiya, noma untsundu. Ibani isibonelo ukuba umhlaba ubone. AmaSulumane, amandiya, bonke babone ukuthi. Nayo impilo yasezulwini. Kumele ukuthi sihambe ngalendlela. Nibe ngabantu abahleli nemiyalo yenkosi. Nigcine. Nimthanda uNkulunkulu uthando lwenu nilibonakalise ngokugcina imiyalo yakhe khona uzozibonakalisa kinina nibe ngabantu abaphilayo.
Thank you for the life you have chosen. May you continue in that way and don't become blunt in the things of the Lord when you get married, but that you bring life to other people and that you'll be an example to them, to everyone.